I am Dean, baby. That right next to me is the yin and the yang. That is Zen. Welcome to Zen Chaos. And I know that I sound real calm and nice, and I got this nice little joint here. It's legal in New York. You can go eat a dick. But there's nothing really to be calm about. Because is the question that we're at the downfall of America? Or has America always been here, and we're just being exposed to a different aspect of her because of the internet and social media? What say you, Zen?
I had taken it into a more confusing realm of maybe we are at the top of where we are, which is the bottom of where we're going. Because
oh shit,
it can't. Can we really call it a downfall? When we have some of the things that we have going on here, can we say that we're in a downfall when you're still failing to teach kids that slaves were brought here to America, like, forcefully? Like, are we in a downfall?
They said they were trading labor for fucking housing.
You got
Texas.
You got, what, like, 8 states that don't have a curriculum built around teaching that slavery was even a thing? So can you say that we're in a downfall if we haven't hit a peak of every state across the board teaches this? Every state across the board has a curriculum for this. We did an episode where we mentioned not every state says you can't marry a little kid. So are we on? Can we be in a downfall when our peak, apparently our peak, allows for marriage with little kids?
I think... Well, will you fucking phrase it like that? yeah, no, it's an absolute
peak where you can catch someone beating another person's ass on camera and them not getting in trouble for it. Clear as day, everybody sees it, but because you are in exposition, you don't get in trouble for it. Hmm. So at our peak, again, this is the top level that we have reached. That's what we have going on.
Also at our peak, in the state of New York, if somebody breaks into your house and they're looking to rob you and cause harm, and if you have a gun, you actually have to try to escape before using your weapon. In this New York under the United States of America, so a law-abiding citizen has to try to run and leave their items for a perp.
And can get in trouble for protecting their shit at our peak.
So, yeah, to your point, we're in a complete downfall. I think the issue is that the downfall is now affecting white America, which is why it's becoming a problem. Because, see, before, all the issues within America largely fell on the brown people or the poor whites. And no one has any sympathy for poor whites.
Right.
And let me tell you, somebody who hates poor, no one hates poor whites more than anyone than fucking regular whites. They can't fucking stand the poor whites. That's why no one gives a fuck about them in the middle of America. That's why everybody's always talking about, like, yeah, fuck off. Who cares? Fuck their vote. Like, you know what I mean? They want to turn this shit into electoral like the popular vote. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
this is why you have train derailments that they say, ah, 2 days later, your water's good. You're good. We're fine. You guys can go back home.
We don't care about you. Son, so you saw in Ohio, you can see that, like, the water looked like bubbles. It was acidic. The lady threw a rock in there, and you saw it sparking. No one gives a fuck about it. Why? Because it's affecting the middle of America. Who's in the middle of America? Poor whites. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then guess what? The neighborhoods that the poor whites aren't in, they're not affected. So once again, who cares?
I will say a disclaimer. I am sorry to the non-poor whites that are in these areas that we're talking about, but we refer to y'all as poor whites.
And listen, if you're a poor black in a poor white area, it's double fucked up for you. Because
mm-hmm.
they definitely not going to give a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm. Flint.
Oh. But then in the United States, this place is worse than Flint.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to your point, we are completely in a downfall. And I don't think that... Once again, the only reason it's becoming more of a thing is just because now more white people
are being affected
at a larger scale. That's whenever anything happens. Look at the Ukraine.
And then I think...
That's why we got world fucking instability.
I would say that because of this, then, those rich whites, the rich people, are getting scared. And they're getting more scared that we are actually going to eventually say, like, yo, we need to team up and come after y'all because y'all are the ones that could really help this. Y'all are the ones with the bread. The people that need help are the people that need bread. Y'all coming to us middle people, us middle Americans, for it, which is affecting more and more of the whites. And they're starting to get pissed off about it.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are middle American white people. And what do? Complain about the fact that they're getting raped to take care of everybody else.
There is no one who gives a fuck about middle class. Like, they're decimating the class. Like, it is so hard to save any kind of fucking money. At all. I don't give a fuck with no, especially in this economy. And you can suck my dick if you're going to talk to me about, well, Biden is fucking, like, fuck off. Like, my wallet hurts. Which is affecting every fucking thing. Like, it cost me $7 for two things of toothpaste. Maybe it was like 10, actually. I don't fucking know. It was atrocious. I went to the grocery store and got five items. It cost me $58.96 fucking cents.
What did you buy?
It was like, I brought like this electric toothbrush.
Well, that's like 30.
Yeah. And then I brought a thing of Listerine, two things of fucking toothpaste, and other thing for the teeth.
Yeah. That'll do that.
$58.96 though?
Hey, I go and spend the same amount and walk out with a thing of raspberries, some grapes, some meat, and maybe a vegetable. And it's like, $40 later.
And once again, speaking to the downfall of America, it's hilarious to me that the preservatives that are allowed in our foods in this country isn't allowed in fucking the most of the world. Like, actually, so, hey, we've said on the Black of the Berry episode, you know, produce episode, but we're going to bring up a little bit here. Fucking Mexico is having this shit with the U.S., like, with GMO fucking rice, I think, or oranges, one of the two. They don't want it. We're like, why not? It's fucking safe. Is it really? We're coming to find out that a lot of these fucking Beyond Impossible burger shits, they're actually fucking causing cancer. They're linked to cancer rises. But you vegans are going to sit here talking about some fucking soy-based bullshit. Suck my dick.
That is one that I know. I will say, I did hear pushback from the vegan people like, y'all eating processed shit. Like, go and eat it. It's the same calories and it's all processed. Don't fuck with them. So that's why I hopped on the Beyond Meat stuff when I was going through my eating more.
You were green. You're not going to say when that I was in my face.
Going
here.
Through my eating more.
You're not going to say that on this program. I hopped on
eating Beyond Burgers because they're good.
This they nigga. Taste Brother good. Ed, he's eating Beyond Burgers?
I did.
What is niggas doing?
I did.
You better than this. You can Beyond buy the Burgers? Meat
patties, cook them up. They taste good. Different.
The missus allowed this.
Yes. It's making it for everybody. Got the whole house.
She made it?
I made it.
And she ate it?
Yes.
Why was there not mutiny in that household?
Because when it comes to food, things like that, I kind of win that.
I'm not going to put her real name and everything out there. I'm just going to say, Mrs. Zen. What are we doing here? Why was there not mutiny in that household? You allowing you and your baby to eat that bullshit? You know it ain't healthy, got no goddamn nutritional value. You need the food groups in there. Get a good protein, a meat-based protein. Don't come to me with this bean bullshit. I don't want to hear none of it.
Black bean burgers are good.
Fuck off! Get yourself a good meat. Get yourself a starch, some vegetables, and call it a motherfucking day. Don't allow him to feed you that bullshit no more. You better than that. You better than that. Fuck that.
To this.
She ought to burn that damn house down.
To this point.
I would have killed everybody in the motherfucker. Well, not everybody, but just you. But so, you gotta go. You fed that to your family. You better than that.
I tried it. It's good.
Is it really, though?
To this. It's not bad. It's not great, but it ain't bad. And then when you make their, like, burger and spruce it up in the way you do, nice, good, like, chipotle mayo on it, some arugula, goat cheese, onions, you make it. I'll hook up a good burger, even with the Beyond Meat. But to this, we have in America, politicians trying to cut funding of this crappy food, in a sense, to poor people. You're only giving poor people money to afford this crappy food, the processed food, the shit that's going to get everybody sick anyway. So you have that as their only means of getting food. That trying to get taken away. At the same time, why would you even be promoting, hey, we're going to eat processed shit?
I think it's a simple point that we're not actually putting together.
You have the Republicans trying to cut funding to things like food stamps. Food stamps are what people use to buy cheap food. Why? Because good food is more expensive. Food stamps aren't covering good food.
Yep.
Shit food is being turned down by other countries that don't want it. There are countries with starving people over in the Middle Eastern part that of the won't world accept cheese that don't want to accept shit that we want to offer
they're
them.
Not gonna have
yet,
they're not going to have the Twinkies.
Who is it promoted on? Poor people.
Hmm.
Does the richer part of this country care about poor people? No.
No,
and
never.
How do we know this? One, because they're trying to cut the funding to buy shit food, and then the funding that they do give them, they're going to give them to afford just shit food.
Well, you have to remember something, and this is what I mean. There's a point that we're not connecting. We have to remember Big Pharma's playing this. And this is why I mentioned Big Pharma, everybody. If you're not healthy and you're eating shit, what's going to happen to your body?
You're going to need them.
You're going to be fucked up. You're going to need them.
You need medications.
And the medication is going to get you sick, but it's going to get you hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about the opioid. They did what they did. They're going to pay a few billion or a few trillion, but it's not even putting a dent in there in any of their fucking reserves. It's not even going into their reserves. That's just out of their operating budget. Have it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how this whole thing goes into play. Even the way that we look at the food groups that I was just yelling about earlier when I was calling blasphemy on you and your vegan options that you should not have fed to your fucking family any kind of beyond anything.
Wow.
But what I was saying in that is even the food groups I was listing, you know, the way that, you know, you're not supposed to have as much starch as they were promoting.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned why they were doing that was because of the FDAC. And then it was just easier to produce wheat. So then they kind of just basically concocted the shit. So that's why we look at the food group the way that we do. Trust nothing these motherfuckers are telling you. Because everything has an ulterior fucking motive is basically what I'm getting. And I forgot what my original point was going on. Smoking a little bit of reefer, as you all saw. Got a little bit off track. But now we're back on track. The downfall of fucking America tied it into this thing. One other thing we just got to get into. Well, you know, not one thing, but just kind of step our toes into it. Because you were mentioning Republicans. Even mentioning Democrats. I just want to mention all of them. I think it's... We the people have yet to figure out. Because everyone keeps saying that these motherfuckers are gangs, but we're not even realizing that in 2023, if you don't even realize that there were certain blood sets that bang with Crip sets against other sets that may be either blood or Crip, you're out of your fucking mind. This shit happens on a street level. You don't think it's happening up there with these motherfucking professional fucking crooks and criminals? When you look at these Republicans and these Democrats, when you look at the bills that they craft, and then when they end up coming down to these like concessions, and then you're breaking it down to the bills, we bring up the child marriages that it seems as if no Democrat or no Republican is really fighting about. You look at the Epstein list, no one's really fighting about that to really, really, really truly be publicized. When you look at certain things that involved national security interest, but they manufacture them in a way. So when you look at the whole Trump and Russia shit, you come to find out that there's no fucking connection, but nobody's yelling about the Hunter Biden shit, bringing that up in arms. You have to wonder why are the Republicans not going as hard on that as the Democrats did going against fucking Trump? Why? Because he wasn't good in the establishment. They were working together on it. Everything that they fucking do is just this one. It's never for the good of the people. It's always for their pockets. Like, they end up going into office, their net worth's maybe $500,000, and they leave office and they have multi-million dollar. Like, where are they getting this money from? They're all not writing these books. A lot of time they're just in offices, and then they're getting their just, you know, their money's going through their campaigns. But where is this money fucking going to? Like, then you look at the flip-flopping of their interests. It's all a game. And then on top of that, there is no term limits for them.
Right.
If we don't think that this is just a circus at this point. Is it a democracy? Is it truly?
I think they've worked to the point of giving us the illusion of them really being different and against each other to stop. Or I say it's an illusion because of the fact that you can't effectively bring in a third party to try and do anything about this.
Right.
You can't effectively build anything in the middle because as soon as you start, both sides say, whoop, we're going to stop shooting shots at each other. We're going to team up and undermine this third one and come at them from the top. So they're like, we're going to come at you from both angles. Why? To Nick's like the actual help. You are going to come in and actually stir shit up because you're going to present things kind of down the middle like the majority of the fucking world is. And we can't do that. So we'll team up here like that Blood and Crip gang that's going to do that to Nick's. You're going to say the Latin Kings that are trying to come in. This is
no disrespect to none of you niggas.
None of y'all don't come for me, please.
None of you niggas. Y'all are all good people. It was an example.
Right.
Peace and love to all of you. And I wish each and every one of you nothing but the utmost respect. Zen as well, the whole Black of the Berry channel. We appreciate all of you motherfuckers and your efforts out there. But yeah. We don't want no fucking problem.
No smoke coming from me. I don't want it. But this is, I think effectively, they do team up to stop anybody else from actually coming in to change anything. We can get, you get somebody like Bernie who almost did it. But he's now sitting in a position where he can try and challenge it, which leads to he the other day questioning a politician saying, or not a politician, he's questioning an employer, a union employer saying, hey, are you going to guarantee 7 sick leave days for all of your employees? I know that you've done it for some of your employees, but are you going to do it for all of your employees? This is something, in a sense, that somebody down the middle would be pushing for. Republicans don't want to push for it. Democrats do. Majority of the world wants it. Majority of the U.S., where this fucking matters, wants that. What do? Get a politician like Bernie coming down the middle. What is, in a sense, what do Republicans and Democrats do? We're going to shoot down a person like that. What did this union owner, whatever he was, what did he say to Bernie? I'm going to dance around your question. You're going to ask me a direct question. Will you give it? I will continue to have discussions with people about what's in their best interest. Are you going to give them 7 days sick leave? I'm going to continue to have discussions with these people about what's in their best interest. This is what politicians do. Bernie called it out. He said, you're answering the fucking question like a politician. I'm a politician, and I'm asking you a straightforward question, and you, as an employer, are answering it like a politician. This is what these Republicans and Democrats do. They play the politician game. And it's going to lead us to just staying fucked.
Well, I think, honestly, there's something else that nobody's talking about either, and we would be remiss if we did not bring this motherfucker up. So, because you gave a great example about Republicans being pieces of shit, right? Now, I'm going to give a great example of Democrats being pieces of shit, and even some Republicans. This January 6th shit, where white America got mad and y'all decided to storm the fucking Capitol, because it was mostly white America and the random brothers that were there. So there were maybe 15 black people total. You know what I'm saying? But fucking, when you motherfuckers decide to storm the Capitol, I don't know if it's right to say that you motherfuckers stormed the Capitol, because there is a lot of footage being shown of officers letting them in. You even see the motherfucker with the buffalo fucking goddamn head. He was being escorted around by fucking police officers. And then you come to find on these chat rooms, you got allegedly you got FBI agents in there. You see some of these videos, allegedly, you don't really know. But why isn't anyone talking about the fact that there was alleged officers or motherfuckers who looked like security guards or somebody of authority escorting these motherfuckers in and around, even in some cases saying, hey, don't destroy this, don't destroy that, whatever the fuck it is. Was there any answer to it, and why is everyone not more so yelling about it? So Republicans are bringing it up more so because obviously January 6th is synonymous with them motherfuckers, as it should be. But then the fucking Democrats have no fucking answer to the fact that there looks like motherfuckers are in authority walking son of a bitches around. What are we talking about? What are we doing? And then when you try to bring it up, everybody's like, oh, the national security interest of the fact that, like, I forgot who it was gave all that access to Tucker Carlson. I understand about that point that there is a national security interest that we just basically gave Fox News, or they, you know, people associated with Fox News, and who knows how many fucking people getting paid off of that shit, allegedly, or maybe spies may have been in their shit. Motherfucking all these nations got spots everywhere in our shit. So who would have gotten, maybe they saw secret rooms, whatever the fuck that they got, that unfortunately they had to give the fucking Tucker Carlson to put the bitch out, because no one was really able to see the shit. And even with it being shown, no one's doing a damn thing about it. Democrats are kind of just like, well, what are we talking about if you motherfuckers actually and truthfully care about us? And why is it not being lambasted even more? It just goes back more to your fucking more to the statement that you said earlier. Were we ever in an uphill? Have we ever? We're just at the top of where we've been, at the bottom of what the fuck, whatever the fuck it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But what the fuck?
We're still at the bottom. We're at the top of where we've gotten to, it seems. But that top is the bottom of where we've got to go. Where we're trying to get, we're still at the bottom sitting here looking up. We think we've climbed a lot and we've gotten nowhere.
Well.
And we're going to stay stuck here because, or it seems like we're going to stay stuck here because we've got dumb fucks who just want to piss on each other.
It's never going to fucking end. And listen, on that note, it is what it is. We said what we said. You know, such is life. We'll be fucking having a whole bunch of shit in here for y'all to see. Look in the links below. Look on the clips. We'll be having, like, the fucking, as we're going on our rants, the fucking, the goddamn article's going to pop up either right there or right there. You know what I mean? So fuck off. I am Dean. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fuck off to you people because y'all good people. Y'all listen to this. We appreciate y'all. Thank you. I'm saying fuck off to the motherfuckers. And y'all know if you listen to who the motherfuckers are. Fuck the motherfuckers. I am Dean, baby. Out over there is the yin and the yang. That is Brother Zen. Peace, love, and steak this time. Peace.
All right. We got one more.